Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Folks, there was a letter to the editor opinion piece that was filed by Governor Jeff Landry. He says that recently many have misconstrued his comments in the media regarding the importance of respecting and recognizing our national anthem. It's interesting, any time that an individual has to do a letter to the editor explaining something that they said before, it's probably should be characterized as a recognition and an admission that it did not go well the first time around, right? You think just maybe that's what ultimately happened? The winds have shifted maybe, and they feel compelled to explain what they said in a different way, which typically means that there was a breakdown in emotional intelligence, right? Today with the social media, you respond to things, bingo, bam, right off the bat, not thinking about what it is that you're actually saying, trying to fit it in a confined space. Maybe you're rushing between hither and yonder. Some people I know have been under the influence of something, and they're out there responding, and they're doing this, and they're doing that, and I don't mean to imply that that's the case with the governor, but there's no question that what he said and how he said it, he sacrificed the flagship university of this state trying to get a point across, which was pretty simple, quite frankly. And you know, it's what's interesting and what's even compelling is that had he provided these comments as he did explaining the original comments, had this come first, there would be no need for any explanation, right? Because you would have conducted your due diligence. You would have taken a deep breath. You would have thought about what your feelings truly are and what it is that you want to advocate for. You would have provided the reason behind the position that you're taking. You certainly wouldn't have jumped to the elimination of scholarships or the taking away of scholarships or the blame being placed on certain things and conjecture about other issues. None of that would have happened, which didn't happen in his letter to the editor, his opinion piece. He comes right out in the second paragraph, right off the bat, says, first, Americans should respect our flag. I don't think many folks in society today are going to find that controversial. Some will. You know, I mean, Americans should do a whole host of things, right? Some that they're legally required to do, quite frankly, and they don't. I mean, not only should we respect our flag, maybe we should respect one another as well. Like, let's just state the obvious. There's a whole lot of things that Americans should do, but they don't always do, right? But there's an appropriate way of articulating these things, which obviously there's been a lot of pushback. There's been a series of articles reported in The Advocate and NOLA.com about comments being made by certain individuals that felt like that they were slighted or they were disrespected by the governor and what he had to say. I don't think that they misconstrued his comments. I think they understood exactly what they were. They just weren't well thought out. And had that thought process been in place then, as it obviously was now, there would have been no controversy. There probably would not have been an interview on Fox National News. There wouldn't have been a whole lot of things that would have flowed from these comments. Or if you just had authored letters to those individuals that were in a decision-making authority or position to actually affect change as to when the national anthem is actually played immediately before a sporting event, it might have been more meaningful. In fact, the reaction probably would have been more accepting. The reaction might have led to the outcome that one desires in a more immediate fashion, just possibly, without having to be brandishing about all kinds of superlatives about where we want to be. The governor says that at no time was it his intent to suggest that Coach Mulkey or LSU's players were less than patriotic because they weren't on the court while the national anthem is played. I've talked to at least 50 people about this. There's no one that left that reading and interpreted the words of the governor that wasn't what the intent was. No one. Not a single person. And that's why the impetus for this letter to the editor. I mean, I don't know what it is that we're trying to sell this time. I mean, it's a little crazy. You could have left that paragraph out because nobody believes it. He goes on to say that we should never have a situation where one team is on the field or the court for the national anthem and the other is not. Either both teams should be on hand or neither should be. Otherwise, it will be interpreted by many observers exactly as this was, that the team not on hand isn't patriotic. That is exactly what you did, including you. You just gave it up. You gave up what you were thinking. So let's be honest. That is what stimulated all of this on social media, and that's what everyone, including yourself, responded to. Really? And I don't know that you're going to convince anybody otherwise that wasn't, in fact, the case. I understand that the winds may not be blowing in one's favor, and all of what you explained following that these statements are really spot on. The history of when this came about and everything else, and I agree wholeheartedly with the governor, where we ought to modify whatever the pregame protocol or series of events, that the last thing before we play ball is the national anthem. And that way we can do away with all the conjecture. We don't need to deal with all of these issues. It's kind of like the way they do it in baseball. You go to a professional basketball game, that's what it's done there. You go to any number of situations, that's how it is actually handled. And maybe we should just not have to kowtow to the way that the media decides that they want to have this happen. Because it occurs to me that they are really the driving force in a lot of this issue. It's just, we don't kowtow to them. Let us adopt what the protocols are going to be, and they could take it or leave it, like it or lump it. It doesn't matter. But we want the opportunity to express our respect for not only the flag, this country, for each other, for the celebration, for the privileges, for the rights that so many people have given their lives and made incredible sacrifices for. I would be less than if I didn't thank the governor for his service to this country. I think the world of those that did. It's one of the few regrets in my life, and Didn't even have to register to serve in the military. I wish I would have. To this day, don't know why I did not, quite frankly. I did so in other ways, but I still believe it would have been important to serve. So maybe we can put this behind us as a lesson learned. That we take a deep breath. We grab hold of our emotions. We think about those that we know, that we trust, and that we should be giving the benefit of the doubt. We should maybe give them a phone call. We should maybe send them a text. Hey, what's up? You know, where are we going with this? Why did this happen? Just kind of wanted to get your feel because I would like to stimulate some things to happen in this regard. I think it's important. I think it's meaningful. I think we'll be better then if we do so. And it may just be a misunderstanding. It could be possibly anything. But before we start beating up on ourselves, let's have a conversation. We don't need to react to folks that decide that they want to react on social media. You don't see me doing it, I can promise you, because I am adamantly opposed to that. The immediacy of responding to certain things, I'd rather absorb it, look at it, see what is happening, why. Look at the other side. Put myself in their shoes. Gain a better understanding of all of this before we start trying to wreck individuals' lives in many respects about engaging in conjecture about why they've done certain things in certain ways. No one's perfect. We make mistakes. But had that been done, we would have gained a better understanding of why things were the way they were. We would have understood that not only were we addressing the flagship university, it was every university in the state of Louisiana and many universities across this country, where there are times where the national anthem is conducted, that they have little or no say-so over, that many folks were not on the field to play during that period of time. And we don't have to further explain. Having been there myself as an elected official, you never want to have to go back and explain what you meant the first time you put yourself before the public. Would love to hear from you. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.